son.
On peut faire un essai, juste pour le son.
She was very beautiful, you know.
Ouais, c'est un peu comme Bob Marley, quoi.
On s'embrasse?
Non.
Is that a proposition?
It's more comfortable
in the couch.
Monsieur
Hulot?
I'm not talking.
Don't be so modest.
Bonsoir à toutes et à tous, bienvenue dans Certains l'aiment FIP, une émission de Susanna Poveda et Denis Soula. Programmation musicale Florent Beauvallet, mixage Sacha Krine. Aujourd'hui, Paul Thomas Anderson.
That was how I learned. When I saw filmmakers that I admire, that's what they seem to do. They seem to protect their work. And you can still be obsessive, and you could be professional, and you could be kind and take care of your work. And they shouldn't be mutually exclusive.
Good evening and welcome. My name is Gil Scott-Heron. My accomplices are first from left to right, Eddie Knowles, a drummer for the Denny Zulu Dance Group, a drummer for the Simba Dancers, and a percussionist for a group called Black and Blues. The brother to my immediate left is Charlie Saunders of the Simba Dance Group and a former drummer for Loretta Parker. We'd like to do a poem for you called The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, primarily because it won't be.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Mendel Rivers to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner. The revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on reports from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still lifes of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he had been saving for just the right occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so goddamn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally screwed Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Arm women liberationists and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, or Engelbert Humperdinck. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Scott Heron, pour entamer Certains l'aiment FIP sur la BO d'Une bataille après l'autre, le nouveau film de Paul Thomas Anderson, où Leonardo DiCaprio a une fois de plus l'élégance de se laisser voler la vedette en l'occurrence ici par Sean Penn. Ce film de dingue, comme s'est écrié Spielberg à l'avant-première, nous a donné envie de nous pencher sur le réalisateur de Magnolia, There Will Be Blood, The Master et du magnifique Licorice Pizza. Paul Thomas Anderson accorde une place centrale à la musique dans ses films, la mettant souvent au premier plan comme si elle prenait tout l'espace et existait tel un personnage à part entière. Après avoir travaillé avec John Bryan, il rencontre Johnny Greenwood en 2002. Ses musiques sont tellement cinématographiques, raconte le metteur en scène, qu'il arrive à créer ce subtil équilibre entre expérimentation sonore et souffle mélodique. Il a à la fois du talent et du goût. C'est rare. Commençons justement par la majestueuse musique d'une bataille après l'autre, composée par Johnny Greenwood. On l'écoute dans Certains l'aiment Fip. Piano discordant, percussions imprévisibles, ondes martenot, la BO composée par Johnny Greenwood pour Une bataille après l'autre de Paul Thomas Anderson est une fois de plus un labyrinthe sonore dans lequel on se perd avec délectation. Comme souvent dans ces films, la musique est mixée presque à égalité avec les dialogues et les sons extérieurs. Pour nous faire une idée, écoutons cette scène où Benicio del Toro et Leonardo DiCaprio mènent une course-poursuite rythmée par la musique de Johnny Greenwood.
Bring it down, bro. Motherfucker. Here he comes. Put this in your backpack.
End of the line, huh?
Not for you. Ocean waves, ocean waves. I gotta ditch you, Kimosabe. We're gonna hit it on foot.
On foot?
Yeah. Here we go. I'm gonna turn at this gas station, I'm gonna slow down, and you tuck and roll. I'll take it from there. Unbuckle and get ready.
Tuck and roll?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what freedom is?
What?
No fear. Just like
Tom fucking Cruise.
jump on four. One.
Two.
Give me a gun.
Three. Go. Go. Four. Slow down. Go. Four. Bob. Go, four.
Thank you.
Chaka Chas, Jungle Fever à l'instant sur la BO de Boogie Nights de Paul Thomas Anderson qui nous plonge dans l'univers du cinéma pornographique des années 70 avant le basculement des années 80 et l'arrivée du sida. Un casting 4 étoiles avec Julianne Moore, Burt Reynolds, Philip Seymour Hoffman et Mark Wahlberg qui se souvient qu'en tant que père de famille, ce rôle l'avait mis mal à l'aise vis-à-vis de ses proches, contrairement à DiCaprio qui aurait rêvé de tenir ce rôle et confie que son plus grand regret, c'est de l'avoir refusé. Revenons à la musique avec la plus belle chanson du monde, God Only Knows des Beach Boys, ici complètement mixée, intégrée, imbriquée dans une scène du film, extrait de Boogie Nights dans Certain MFIP.
Did I hear someone say deal? This weekend, and this weekend only, Buck Super Cool Stereo Stores making super cool deals on all name brands. We're open, we're ready. All you need to do is walk over, get down, and come inside us. Word.
Cut. Excellent. Buck, honey, that was great.
But long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you.
Shut up, Colonel! Oh.
Shut up, Colonel! You should ever leave me. The life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to
Cinco,
me.
Cuatro,
so what good
tres,
would living do me?
Uno,
God only knows what I'd be without you.
Respect. I am the one who's in charge. I am the one who says yes. No. Now. Here. It is evolutional. It is anthropological. It is biological. Oh, it is animal. We are.
Tom Cruise, à l'instant, dans Magnolia, en gourou douteux qui anime des séminaires pour aider les hommes à séduire des femmes, lui-même fils abandonné d'un patron de presse qui se meurt. La BO de Magnolia est signée John Bryan, complice musical du cinéaste à l'époque. John Bryan, en plus de ses compositions, a demandé à la chanteuse Aimée Mann d'écrire des chansons. L'une d'elles, Wise Up, offre une séquence poignante où chaque comédien chante un couplet. On entend ainsi les voix de Julianne Moore, Tom Cruise ou Philip Seymour Hoffman mêlés à celle d'Aimé Mann.
And all at once I knew that he does. Maybe it's because he's so alone. Maybe it's because he's never had a home. He needs me, 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 he needs me. For once in life, I finally felt that someone needed me. And if it turns out real, then love can turn the wheel. Because he needs me, 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 he needs me. He needs me.
Certains l'aiment Fib, nous écoutions Shirley Duval, l'actrice de Shining, reprenant une chanson de Harry Nilsson pour Punch Drunk Love de Paul Thomas Anderson, qui offre à Adam Sandler un rôle sérieux, à la hauteur de son talent, ivre d'amour en français. Et c'est bien de cela qu'il est question ici, entre Emily Watson et Adam Sandler, baigné par les cordes et les clochettes de la partition de John Bryan.
I'm so sorry. I left you at the hospital. I called the phone's X-line before I met you, and four blonde brothers came after me, and they hurt you, and I'm sorry. So, if you could just give me that much time, I think I can get enough mileage to go with you wherever you have to go, if you have to travel for your work, because I don't ever want to be anywhere without you. So, could you just let me redeem the mileage?
You left me at the hospital.
I'm sorry.
You can't do that.
Okay. If you just give me 6 to 8 weeks, I can redeem the mileage, and I can go with you wherever you have to travel.
Let us go now. My one true love, call the gas man, cut the power out. We can set out, we can set out for the distant skies. watch the sun, watch it rising in your eyes.
Distant Sky de Nick Cave, mixé à la musique de Johnny Greenwood dans l'ouverture de There Will Be Blood de Paul Thomas Anderson, où Daniel Day-Lewis joue un chercheur d'or au Nouveau-Mexique dans les années 1900. C'est la première fois que le cinéaste et le musicien travaillent ensemble. C'est même la première BO d'un film de fiction composé par Johnny Greenwood en marge du groupe Radiohead. D'emblée, le mélange du bruit des outils, des chants traditionnels américains et les nappes de synthétiseurs crée le décor sonore de ce film hors norme, grand succès public de Paul Thomas Anderson.
There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb.
Praise the Lord.
There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood.
We have a sinner with us here who wishes for salvation. Daniel, are you a sinner?
Yes.
Say it louder. I am a sinner.
I am a sinner.
Louder, Daniel. I am a sinner.
I am a sinner.
I am sorry, Lord.
I am sorry, Lord.
I want the blood.
I want the blood.
You have abandoned your child. Say it louder.
I've abandoned my child. I've abandoned my child. I've abandoned my boy.
Beg for the blood.
Thank you.
L'instant dans Certalem Fip, Mini Riperton sur la BO de Inherent Vice de Paul Thomas Anderson, première incursion du réalisateur dans les romans de Thomas Pynchon. En 2017, il retrouve Daniel Day-Lewis pour Phantom Thread, leur chef-d'œuvre où Day-Lewis est un couturier pour la haute société de Londres des années 50, où Johnny Greenwood déploie toute sa sensibilité à cet univers, à cet imaginaire musical.
Handsome man. You must be around many beautiful women. Yes. Why are you not married?
I make dresses.
You cannot be married when you make dresses.
I'm certain I was never meant to marry. I'm a confirmed bachelor. I'm incurable.
Waiting around like an idiot for you. This is not... I know it's not going as I expected. I didn't mean these things to come out. I'm sorry, but it was meant to be nice.
Well, what did you expect?
I wanted time with you. I wanted to have you to myself.
You have me all the time.
No.
What are you talking about?
I don't. There are always people around. And if not, then there's something between us.
Something between us?
Yes.
What?
Some...
What?
Distance.
When did this happen? What happened to make you behave like this? Is it because you think I don't need you?
Yes.
I don't.
Well, that's very predictable of you.
which is also made out of oil, dipshit.
I tried to get pump gas on the way home last night and had a little success. What little money I had on me, I got a couple of dollars worth, but I'm afraid for the weekend.
It's on America's tortured brow. Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame. His lemon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes.
It's the end of the world, Drago!
The Britannia is out of bounds. To my mother, my dog, and clowns. But the film is a sad thing for. It's about to be writ again. As I ask you to vote for some sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the
The Love par Joe Stafford, entendu dans The Master, puis Life on Mars de Bowie, mixé à une scène de Licorice Pizza, l'un des films les plus attachants de Paul Thomas Anderson, où il raconte sa jeunesse insouciante dans la San Fernando Valley, près de Los Angeles, dans les années 70, où l'on croise Tom Waits, Bradley Cooper et déjà Sean Penn. Un film dont la scène d'ouverture est un long plan séquence où un adolescent drague une fille plus âgée que lui lors de sa première journée de lycée, au son de Julie Tree de Nina Simone, action dans certains MFIP.
True love seed in the autumn ground. True love seed in the autumn ground.
Bonsai!
Oh, fuck off, asshole!
I'll take it.
Snow. True love deep in the winter white snow. How long
what's your name?
Will it take to grow?
Talkative, I like that. How's your day going?
Yeah.
Dinner tonight?
Are you asking me out?
Yes.
I'm not going on a date with you. You're 12.
You're funny. I'm 15. How old are you?
You're not supposed to ask that. You're not supposed to ask a girl how old she is. Annoying.
You're right. It doesn't matter to me.
How are you going to pay for dinner? If I say yes and we go on a date for dinner, how are you going to pay?
You say everything twice.
Don't say everything twice. What is this say everything twice? Come on. How are you going to pay?
Do you go to the movies?
Of course I go to the movies.
Did you see Under One Roof?
Yeah.
You're looking at Tony.
There's like a million kids in that movie. I don't know a Tony.
I want you to have dinner with me, not my work. I'm not trying to brag, but you did ask how I was going to pay for dinner.
You're such an actor. You're such an actor.
True love seed in the autumn ground. True love seed in the autumn ground. When will it be found? True love deep in the winter white snow. True love deep in the winter white snow. How long will it take to grow? You know true love buds in the April air, the April air. Was there ever a bud so fair? True love blooms for the world to see. True love blooms for the world to see. Blooms home. True love blooms for the world to see. True love blooms for the world to see. Blooms home.
Simone dans Licorice Pizza pour conclure Certains l'aiment Fip, une bataille après l'autre. Le nouveau film de Paul Thomas Anderson est encore dans les salles. Ne manquez pas les numéros de Benicio del Toro, Sean Penn et Leonardo DiCaprio. Le jeu plus subtil des épatantes Chase Infinity et Teyena Taylor et l'improbable course-poursuite au ralenti qui conclut le film. La BO du film est signée Johnny Greenwood où le musicien est accompagné par le London Contemporary Orchestra. Il vient de sortir en vinyle et CD chez Nonesuch Records. Profitez-en. La semaine prochaine, une rencontre avec Serge Rezvani dans Certains l'aiment Fip.
No more talking.
Avanti!
Azione!
Traveling!
Silenzio!